Tantor Audio presents Forever by Jacqueline Frank. Narrated by Exie Sands. Prologue. Agincourt, Friday, October 25th, 1415.
Here is war at its most profound.
Menace mused as he leaned forward from his seat high on horseback and peered down at the vast field below.
An army of so few, making bold against an army of so many. Methinks you are seeing parallels, my friend.
Menes turned to look at Ramses, who was a befreckled, red-headed adolescent boy. More of a young man, in truth, but he had yet to fully grow into his body and his looks. Although, with one of the greatest pharaohs of all sharing possession of that gangly frame, it lent an air of surety and power that had no doubt been lacking before. An air that forced others to obey his commands, even if they weren't always sure why they felt compelled to do so. The fact that he was ever at Menace's right hand made it very clear to other body walkers exactly who he was and exactly why he should be obeyed at all times. And, in the event of utter stupidity, Ram had his ways of making himself very, very clear on the matter. Ramses may have conceded the throne of the body walkers to Menace, long ago acknowledging him to be the better ruler of the Nightwalker breed, but Menace did not count himself above Ramses in any way other than by body walker law. They were as equals. They had always been so, always would be so.
You only say that because the politic is outnumbered by the Templars 4-1 at the moment.
Wry amusement touched his lips. Their war, the war between the Templars and the politic, would never end, it seemed. Century after century, death after death, it always turned the same, grinding like millstones. But for the first time, the politic was in danger of losing everything. If that happened, the body walkers would fall under the feverish rule of Ojit and her followers.